On this day, 19th July 1921, Special's fatal mistake. A tragedy of a most poignant character occurred on Sunday morning, resulting in the death of Mr. Patrick McCary, a well-known farmer and respected justice of the peace who resided at Ballylig, a few miles from Ballycastle. Mr. McCary, accompanied by Constable William Barry, RIC Antrim, a close personal friend who was at one time stationed in Ballycastle, called at the local barracks at 1 o'clock on Sunday morning. The door was then opened, and Special Constable Steele, the guard on duty, failing to recognise the men and evidently fearing that they were there for an unlawful purpose, fired. Mr. McCary was hit and fell, badly wounded. An extensive cattle dealer, Mr. McCary was a familiar figure in Belfast Market and regarded as a man of integrity whose word was his bond. A poignant feature of this sad occurrence is that Mr. McCary, 44, was to be married next month. He was a cousin of the late Mr. Alex McBride, publican, Church Street, Belfast, assassinated in Belfast. At the 1918 general election, he unsuccessfully contested North Antrim for Sinn Féin. Orange Men Against Partition. The members of the Independent Orange Order held their demonstration at Malone, Belfast, and the procession marched form the City Hall. Mr. W.J. Moore, County Grand Master, said great changes had come over Ireland since they last met, and God only knew what changes would take place before the next 12th of July. As Protestants, they were opposed to the separation of Ulster or any section of it from their fellow Protestants in the south and west of Ireland. Mr. James H. Doherty moved a series of resolutions, one of which expressed opposition to the separation of Ulster from the rest of Ireland. He said they all felt very keenly the desertion of their fellow Protestants in the counties outside the Northern Parliament, and they warned those responsible that no cause had ever prospered by the betrayal of their kith and kin. Reverend W.J. Calvin referred to the prospect of peace in Ireland and urged them to pray for that peace and for the good of Ireland. Applause. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note, founded in 1902, as a radical breakaway from mainstream Orangism, the Independent Orange Order had issued the non-sectarian Máire Mórn Manifesto in 1905. This remarkable call for unity between Irishmen was the work of Lindsay Crawford, a Lisburn-born journalist who later joined Sinn Féin in Canada. Though it later shed its radicalism, the IOO was angry at Carson's betrayal of Southern Protestants in 1920. The Independents were long associated with the Reverend Ian Paisley and still have a base in North and East Antrim.